Okie dokie. Welcome back to the caught you off guard. Welcome back to the Surfing Analysis Podcast. I'm Liam.
I'm Dan.
We're brought to you by the Beach House Physio down on the Gold Coast. Go see Bracken down there for any injuries.
Right.
He's good. What have you been up to, Dan?
Not much. Just not much working with this rain and stuff lately.
It's been wet.
And just been doing a little bit of surfing the last 2 days.
Yep.
Some spots that around our place that turn on with a bit of swell have been breaking, so
Noosa and the whatnot.
Yeah,
up at the sunny coast.
Yeah.
I surfed yesterday up at Noosa. It was pretty bloody good actually.
It's fun.
Yeah. And we're getting a lot of rain. Swear to God, we're getting like 100 mils like yesterday and stuff. That was crazy.
Yeah, 200 millimetres in 48 hours in Noosa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty torrential. Anyway, surf's pretty good again today and then again tomorrow, but we're here to talk about the WSL.
It's not a weather report.
So moving straight on, the French Pro.
Yep, it was pretty pumping the whole time.
Bloody good surf. Good event.
Yeah, it was really pumping.
If you forget Chiapu this year, then pretty much the best year of surfing I can remember.
Yeah, there's been really good waves. Really good waves.
So, get into it. Julian Wilson.
Jules, yeah, just took it out.
Yeah.
Just doing some really good boosts and, he had real good game the whole time. The whole time, man. From
His mental games.
Yeah.
It's on. Yeah. It's so good.
From heat one to the final, he was surfing real good.
Yeah.
So he was, like, in the first round, he put the highest score of the round. Then the second round, he was, like, pretty high up there. And then, you know, as it got, I mean, on the second round at the, third round, it was pretty high up there.
Yep.
And then, yeah, through the quarters and the finals, he's getting tens and doing crazy shit.
Yeah, and he surfs, his competition surfing's good. Like, if he gets the first wave, he still sits on that priority. But seen a bit more lately, like, once the other guy gets priority, he'll just start getting numbers going, smashing it.
Yep.
And, it's bloody awesome because he was sort of getting stretched out of the title race.
Mm-hmm.
Old bloody Toledo and Medina are killing it. So it's good that, he's come back and got another win.
Absolutely.
It's two this year.
So now that's just, you know, everything's tightened in the title race, you know, as Medina's taken over Felipe, because Felipe got knocked out early. And there's been a complete sort of change. They're really close now, so it's gonna be on.
It's good for the last two events. Julian Wilson did. So what was the air? The straight air. What'd you call that?
That was a big slob.
That was bloody awesome.
That was in the quarters. That was huge.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah.
And then he got the. What about the? What do you think about his air? The 10. Do you think it was 10?
Probably not a 10, but it was a good air. It was like upside down and inverted and stuff, so it was.
Yeah.
It was. That's why they gave it extra.
It wasn't that high,
but it was like more inverted and tweaked.
Yeah. Was that the one he had to throw it over?
Yeah. It's like
he was throwing it over the competitor. Maybe that was a different one. Nah, that must have been a different one.
Yeah,
I thought the same. Like I didn't think it was a 10, but it was a 9 point something.
It was a good one.
It was very good.
It was a good one.
All right. Do you, anything else on Julian, or do you want to move on to this guy?
I don't care. Callahan's good.
Yeah, Callahan. So, yeah,
Callahan.
How good was he?
Good. Come off a win at that last comp. Sierra or whatever. Sierra Pro.
The Portuguese one?
Yeah, I don't know how they spell it, but he won there. So, he's bolstered up on the ratings on the QS, so he's definitely going to double qualify.
Yep.
He's going to qualify. But he's getting another shot in next comp as well because of all the surfing he was doing. Like, he did like a Dane Reynolds turn of old, like
in the final.
It was like one of the craziest turns of the event.
He's super complete. The whole event took out big names,
blowing up.
He took out Toledo.
What was
the third round? Oh, he had the highest score.
Mm.
Heat score for the second round and the third round.
It was a giant killer.
And also, if in the QS event, he took out Medina in the semis.
He did. He's taken out Toledo, Medina in two comps.
Yeah.
Didn't take out Julian, though.
Couldn't take out Julian.
But he come damn close.
I will tell you, it was pretty good.
I will say, now I'll leave that for later about the scoring. But yeah, he's surfing really good. He's a complete surfer. Got the air game, good heat surfer. And so he was on the tour 2016, I think.
Yep, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so it's good. He's back on.
Yep, made it back.
Yeah.
So he'll be on next year and he's blown up. So hopefully they can go to some, hopefully there's just some more lefts break.
Yeah,
at the certain locations he's good at. But to tell you the truth, he won on a right-hander at the QS.
Yeah.
Blowing up. And,
yeah.
And some of his high scores at this event were on right-handers too.
He was good. You could see how stoked he was in the interviews.
Oh, like, yeah, he's frothing.
He was just frothing off his head. Because before that 10,000 event, he wasn't qualifying.
Mm. And when he was on tour, he never made a final.
He never made a final either.
It's just sick.
So it's huge. Mm. Yeah, good on him. Mm. Medina.
Medina was surfing really good. He was like, you know, he was the whole time sort of thing like Julian.
Yeah.
But then he sort of come unglued versus Julian.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
A few people in that semi were saying maybe Medina could have gotten a nod on that too.
Oh, I think that Julian definitely won.
You do?
Absolutely.
I didn't watch enough of it. But I watched some of the...
One thing I did say, Gabriel got one good wave where he did a crazy air and stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like, he also did a good one, but it wasn't as good as Jules. But the whole comp, he was dominating the dudes. He was just
I think he's just once again showing how complete he is.
Hmm.
Like, he's the most complete surfer. He's killing it.
He rips.
Yeah, he's a gun.
He rips.
So Toledo, this is a big one. Round two, got knocked out
by Callahan.
Yeah.
Ripping.
He was tearing. He would have been up a good about 5,000 or 6,000 points leading.
Yeah.
And now he's been knocked on that.
One thing in Toledo's, not in his favour, but it's not like he wasn't surfing good, man. In that round,
yeah,
he would have beat every single other person that won their round.
Except for the guy
he was surfing against. Callahan got like... Oh, he lost with a 9, man, and a 7.83. He had like a 16.83 total and lost to Callahan with like a 17 point total.
Yeah, he had a 17...
I can bring it up on this.
He had a 17 something.
Yeah, round two. Ready?
I'm going to drop this down. Yeah, what do you got?
No, here we go. So, it was here. Okay, 16.8. And he had a 16.6 total. So, he had an 8.87 and a 7.93.
And a 9-point ride. So
and he had a 9-point.
Yeah, so he's surfing good. He just got knocked. Unfortunate.
Then you look at all the totals of everyone else.
Yeah.
In this whole heats.
Got some pretty shocking totals for some of them.
Nothing nowhere near that their heat, man. Yeah. Nothing. Like, except for Adriano got 15.
Yeah.
Everything else?
Yeah, everything else. Low as.
Pretty low.
Yeah, so he's surfing good. He's just taking a bad hit. I will say, you could see in round one, he sort of let his guard down, and you could see that the pressure was getting to him. Like, round one, he was still surfing good. But he was showing, like, he's smacking the water with his arm. He's getting pissed off.
He's got the yellow jersey.
Yeah.
Everyone's chasing him, he knows it.
But he needs to... Everybody knows he's stressed, but you can't show that you are.
He just needs to surf the way he surfs.
Yeah.
The way that he does when he's, like, maybe a little bit behind in the rankings. He doesn't care so much, but he knows that he's going to win.
Yeah.
Like, at most heats.
But,
until, you know...
Oh, that's all he needs to do, but... Yeah, if I'm another competitor, I see him banging the water and you know, getting angry in round one, and I'm up against him in round two, I'm thinking I'm bringing it to him. Like,
oh, you'd probably be talking.
You know that the pressure's there. This is the time where you could get him to falter.
You'd be all up on him.
So anyway, yeah, he's got to try and, you know, stay calm, etc. But we'll see how he goes. Mikey Wright, quarterfinal.
Yeah, another quarterfinal, man. He's already made the tour.
He's a gun.
He's back in the top 10.
Yep.
He's made the tour now, pretty much.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think that's why, actually, next event, you know how they've been giving him wild cards?
Yeah.
He's not actually in the next event, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
A lot of other wild cards they're giving other dudes a shot because he's already made it.
Yeah. Why not?
He's a legend.
But his surfing is
Rich.
Sick. Mm-hmm. He's really good. He surfed, every event for maybe one this year, and, yeah, he's had good scores, man.
Crazy airs, big turns.
Yep. Yeah, I was actually worried. I'm trying to think. Who knocked him out? Yeah, it was Julian Wilson in the quarters. Mm-hmm. I was worried going into that heat. Mm. I was very concerned he might take out Julian, but anyway, Julian got him, so...
Julian was so sick that heat.
Yeah.
He fucking was blowing up crazy airs. It was gnarly.
He's the man.
Yeah.
Zeitz got another quarterfinal.
Oh, quarterfinal, and not another one. Well, he's sort of bounced back a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
the end of the year.
yeah. Oh, hopefully he can go good into pipeline and this next event, if it's barreling, it suits him.
His turns are so good, and then his barrel riding, it's awesome.
If it's barreling and and he can throw down a couple of those big critical turns he does at the end of the waves, throws everything into it. he's a title contender all day. He just has these meltdowns, I think.
I think he got the best barrel of the comp.
Mm.
I think he got...
And got underscored.
Yeah, he probably got underscored, yeah. 7.83 for that one in maybe the round four.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was fucking... He had no right coming out of that. Mm, and he came out of it.
Mm.
And then...
Should we talk about some of the travesties?
Can we just go through, can we just mention Emrod?
Emrod, yeah, did some crazy airs in there towards the end there.
Yeah, another round four.
Mm.
This dude, Emrod, yeah, he's good, man. He's under the radar.
I think he needs some better, wave selection though, because, he did get those two scores, but they were on fucking dead set closeouts. He obviously knows that he can do a fucking full rotation, but if he can do a couple of turns before that full rotation or do a full rotation and keep going.
Yeah.
He's going to fucking do huge scores and he's going to be up there.
Well, I like what he's done. Like, first year on tour, he's head down. Mm. He's not the one. Everybody's talking about Griffin. Guess what? He's ahead of Griffin on the rankings.
Mm.
He's getting through. He's getting experience. He'll get another go next year. So, I'm being impressed with him.
Mm.
We'll
take away from Griffin. He rips. He shreds.
Yeah, he does rip.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about this bad boy, and then we'll get into the scores?
Oh, Andino and Paddy.
Versus Paddy Gadowskis.
Yeah, that was gnarly. I didn't really know about that rule. Before, like as I was seeing it, I'm like, that's fucking a travesty because like five seconds before, if he took off and did the same thing, it was fine.
Yeah,
but once I realised what had occurred, I understand that Paddy G's taken off before the bell. So he's in the comp.
So he's good?
He's in the comp.
Yeah.
He's in
the comp. He got the wave
so,
in time.
So, yeah, so when Andino went to block him, he's just in his way.
Yes.
Because he's off the, out of the comp.
Yeah, so the...
I feel for Chloe. He would have fucking cried. He probably would have been real angry. It would have been fucking gnarly.
So, I'll do the background for it. So, the heat's about to finish. Andino's leading. Andy has priority.
Ripped.
Destroyed
it. Destroyed that heat.
And Paddy's there. It's coming down last couple of seconds. Paddy's paddling for, the last ditch effort wave. Yeah. He paddles on, stands up. Then Andino is on the outside of him. He's trying to paddle onto the wave to get it so that Paddy can't get it.
Mm.
The buzzer seems to go just before he makes it to his feet.
Mm-hmm.
It was so borderline. Like, you could have said it didn't, or it did.
Mm.
But because they've said the bell went before, the buzzer went before you stood up, they're saying you can't catch the wave because it's after the heat's ended.
Yes.
So your priority's done.
Yes.
If he'd stood up before, his priority counts.
Absolutely.
And then fine. And then he gets the wave, Paddy gets nothing.
He dominated that heat, man. He even when he stood up and blocked Gadowskis on that wave, if it was like 2 seconds before, he ripped another air reverse.
Yeah, yeah, he did do an air reverse.
He ripped another air reverse just to stomp it down. But he fucking and then he come in and it was a fucking debacle, bro.
Yeah, I saw Paddy on the beach was like, "You."
Yeah.
He sort of knew what was going on.
He's like, "What's going on?"
He's like, he's just gone. Yeah, Paddy sort of knew the rule book.
He knew it. He knew what was going down.
So yeah, tough one to swallow for Andino, but it was the right call. Yeah. It's just. Very unlucky.
I don't think that... Yeah, it sucks.
It's not going to happen often. It was just very unlucky.
It's happened to a couple of people, though.
Yeah.
He knew it.
Yeah.
Paddy G.
It's probably happened to Paddy before.
No, or he's seen it. One of his friends, and he saw it.
So he knows.
Yeah.
So you paddle, just get up. Right on the buzzer.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the big thing, the scoring.
More travesty.
The scoring was fucking atrocious.
It was a debacle.
Some
heats, like majority of heats, the dudes that won, but I'm talking like a couple of occasions.
Just the scores, like.
Yeah, but sometimes they were putting the scores downscaling, like,
because
they thought that there was much more room to improve.
Yeah.
But then I'm talking like comparisons.
Yes, in comparisons heats. Were way off.
Insanity how they can fucking give. I'm talking. This is the worst one for me.
Which one?
Heat 12, Yago in...
round two?
Yep. In Yago Dora versus Frederico.
Yeah.
Frederico's 7.87, which is like the barrel.
Yeah, Frederico, he got an... It was the barrel just worse than Zeet's barrel. It was a really fucking... It should never have come out of it.
Sick barrel, long barrel.
Long barrel,
open,
deep.
Wide.
And quite a big wave.
Exactly. Okay, and...
Yep.
Then that was a 7.87, and then you look at Yago's 7.77, which was for one air reverse.
Yep.
Which was, you know, fair enough, it was a pretty good reverse, but it wasn't probably 7.87, you know, because they've been given, you know, for much bigger moves, sixes and stuff.
Something, yeah.
You know, that's what I thought anyway. And then Frederico got a right, destroyed this thing.
Yeah.
And then Yago's got an 8, which consisted of a small like downturn into like a one whack in the lip, and then a finish.
The first turn was a lazy nothing turn. This is the turns that like Parco does, where it's not extreme enough. They want something higher. You need to be progressive.
And I'm talking,
it was shit.
That's right. And I'm talking, Frederico's gone, busted the. Through the lip, numerous occasions, cutties, and finished off the way. I couldn't believe it. He did like 5 turns that were better than every single turn that Yago Dora did.
Well, he's doing, and the scoring criteria is, you know, there's a couple of things, but progression is good. Mm. They want you to push the limit. You can't be just doing lazy turns.
Well, how does he get it?
Doesn't work. Well, the comparisons too, like. A Yago Dora got the 8 with those fucking shitty turns. The very next wave was Moraes' barrel, 7.87. So you're comparing them.
Mm.
And somehow they scored the 7.87 less than Yago's.
Yeah, I know. That's what
it was a disgrace.
Yeah, but then I'm even talking like if... Because then the 8 happened earlier, right?
Yes.
Those 3 turns. And then Frederico got that 7.7 towards the end of the heat.
Yep.
Towards the end, at least third last week.
Yeah.
It was fucking way better than the 8. Fucking
way better.
Way better. Yep. And I don't understand it.
And then, okay, here's another comparison. This one shits me too.
Hmm.
In the heat before, so we're talking like just the heat before, you just scored this one, and now you've got this one. In that one, Thomas Hermes, the hitman, he's winning the heat. It comes down to, like, the last wave. Ezekiel Lau gets a... Okay, now, this is a... It was a deep
barrel. Nice barrel. It's very deep.
Deep barrel.
Yeah.
Not as long as Marais's.
No.
Whatever his name is. Not as long as his.
Mm.
And the wave was about 3 foot.
It was smaller than Marais's.
It was smaller than Marais's.
He got a 7.93.
He got a 7.93.
I know.
To win... And he won the round by 0.13 over Hermes.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7.93. That's fucking disgraceful. And then when you compare, he got higher for the 7.93. It was a 3 foot barrel than Marais's. Marais's was deep as well.
Mm.
So they're the only two things that were equal. Mm. His was longer and it was a bigger wave.
I do think Thomas Hermes got ripped off as well. Those two heats were consecutive heats too. So. I don't know, maybe the judges were super tired and fucking, like, hadn't had their coffee and they're fucking retarded.
I think they came into this and whoever the head judge is or whatever, they've been told we want to score a certain way.
No.
And I think the judges were, they were like, you want us to score what way? They're fucking, they seemed as confused as us.
They were drinking mushroom shakes, bro.
Because, well, some of the scores I was seeing near the end of the event, the difference between the scores were like a good point difference. So you could say one judge is like, oh, I've got to pay this really high. And the other judge is like, I'm not sure. Was that a low one or was that a high one? They don't know.
I only saw the discrepancies on a few different heats. Like, I knew that Jeremy Flores was angry about his when he got defeated as well. I knew that a couple of other guys were like having a little wig outs. But in majority of the heats, and I'm saying majority,
yeah,
there was very, you know, pretty much the winner won, even though some of the winner scores were not what they should be, and some of the loser scores weren't what they should be. They won, I think. But then I'm talking about four or five heats in the whole thing.
I know on the last day coming into, I didn't stay up for the semi and the final, but the quarters and that, watching that evening, I stopped scoring the waves because I would give a score. I go, oh, that's like a 7 to an 8 or something like that. And it would come in completely different.
Mm.
And then I was like, I had to stop. I was like, well, I don't know what they're going to give for this.
Yeah, but see what they were doing there, that wasn't so much like they were giving them wrong scores. They were giving them like underscores. Like, so they were like just like lessening what it should be, or, you know, sometimes retardedly giving it more than what it should be. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, here's another example. Oh, there's so many. For me, there's a lot of examples. In the round four, when you the three person heat, yeah, that's when Zeitz got that 7.83, which I thought was maybe underscored. I thought it was higher.
Was this a barrel?
Yeah, that was probably the best barrel I think of the whole comp. And then straight away after that, Paddy Gadowskis and Julian Wilson pretty much did the same wave. They got in good barrels. They came out and hit and did a critical finish. And they were both scored a 4.9 for it. And I was like, that's a 6 to a 7.
Because
like, you're in a barrel. It was a good barrel with both of them. They came out. Yes, it is good that they got a 4.9. It is good that they were both scored equally, because they were. But really, if Zeitz was a 7.83, those are sixes. They weren't 4.9s.
To see what they... what you reckon is 7.83 should have been higher.
Right?
These got... Because they've given it such a low score in comparison to that.
I think the difference is still thingy. I thought Zeitz could have been even a late 8. And if Zeitz was a late 8... I probably would have given like nearly a 7 for them. I thought they were between a 6 and a 7. I thought Zeitz should have been near another point higher, and those should have been 2 points higher. Yeah. But anyway, were there any other ones? Yeah, we saw Tomas Hermes. Good on him. He had a bloody blow up. He's like, this is like, and he was like, he was saying, and Rosie said something like, well, is this something you need to speak to the judges and thingy and see what their feedback is, why they're scoring this way? And he's like, I've been doing that all year. Been doing it all year, and now come here and you've gone and given Lau a fucking 7.93 to take his heat, and I can see why he's pissed off.
Because and that's bullshit.
And I
was right there watching.
And I like Thomas, the hitman. I do like Thomas. Good. Yeah, I like him, and I would like to see him on the tour next year. But we'll see how he goes.
Very good.
Any others here?
That
was borderline. I thought the round four heat with Gabby, Mikey, and Emrod, they gave it to Mikey.
Yeah.
But I thought Gab actually surf better, but that was subjective.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the other one? I know Callahan was surfing quite good, but I actually thought he was being scored a bit high.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I reckon he was ripping most part.
He was ripping in most part, but I still thought that they were hanging on his ball sack.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Sort of, but then...
I'm not saying he wasn't ripping. He was ripping. He was ripping really good. But I still thought some of the scores were maybe a little higher. Like, obviously, they liked what he was doing.
Exactly. But bringing something different. And, like, I don't know. I think his scores were pretty much justified. I don't know.
Okay. What was the last one? Was it round one?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they were trying to lowball the scores. That Julian Wilson wave, He got an 8.5.
Holy fuck, that was a 10.
It's like, well, I don't know whether it was a 10. It's because a 10. Because you could have gotten a long... The, no, off, no, no. You could have gotten a deeper barrel. No, the barrel was long. It was very long, but some of it was edging. Then so what did he do? So then he came out and did a big hack.
A long barrel.
I know. Wait, I know.
And a pretty damn good finishing move.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure that's an 8.5. So I'm pretty sure... Wait a minute. That's an 8, right? A real long barrel and then that finishing move was probably an 8. So...
But then he does
a massive full rotation alley-oop is worth 0.5 these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. Like when I know they're trying to leave a ceiling, but I was like, leave a ceiling. Give it a 9.5, and now you got another 0.5 because really there wasn't much more a surfer could do.
Yeah.
It was very good. I'm pretty sure
as soon as he did that, even Joe Chappelle's like, yeah. That's pretty much everyone dreams to do as they come here.
He just dominated the wave.
Yeah.
Dominated.
It was a perfect wave. It was a perfect 10. It was a perfect fucking 10.
Hey,
I'm
not arguing with it. Yeah.
So when you go to the beach and you go get barrel, long barrel, just is what happened.
Yeah.
And then you fucking do a full rotation alley-oop and then you fucking nail the end section. You're thinking that's a 10.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucking
10.
And that was a
10. Well, I would have. If you wanted to get out of the air and that wave, I would have far preferred giving a 10 to that wave.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
It was the best surfed wave of the comp.
There you go. Yeah, anyway. Julian Wilson, 8.5, best surf wave of the comp. Probably.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okie dokie, we shit on that. Oh, fuck. I hate Portugal. The scoring's going to be a lot better.
Hopefully it's barreling. They reckon it's going to be solid at the start of the wave period, which is tomorrow again. So we're going to have a pretty quick turnover with another podcast.
Yeah, so what's... today is Monday.
Monday.
So it kicks off Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
And where are they going to... So Portugal kicks off then. So where are they going to surf it?
Well, they're at Peniche.
Yeah.
They're either going to be like at Super Tubos or one of those other little breaks that they've been using the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Tomorrow looks like it's going to be offshore and light winds and fucking double overhead. So their possibility there's going to be at Super Tubos.
Okay.
Barreling like pipeline.
Sounds good to me.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But then the swell sort of dies off and they'll be surfing like chest high waves.
Well, okay. So. We're going into that one, not rankings. Let's just have a look. So, who's the wild cards here?
Yep.
Okay.
So, Sammy Pupo.
Miguel Pupo. Sammy Pupo's in it.
That's Miguel's younger brother.
Yeah.
And he's, like, Miguel Pupo's goofy foot. His little brother's natural foot and does, like, some crazy fucking airs. And he surfs really good. He does one of the craziest backflips at the surf ranch.
Okay, yeah.
And then you've got Vasco.
Yep.
Ribeiro, he won the QS a few years ago and was on the tour.
Yep.
But he fell off the tour. But he's obviously doing all right, and he's Portuguese, so they're giving him a go there.
I'd seen on there they had some of his results on WSL for the event. He got a third one year, and he got a 13th. So
he can get barreled.
Yeah. Well,
Super Tubos,
he can surf. So. Yeah.
He's goofy foot. And Miguel Blanco, he's actually like a free surfer.
Yeah, another Portuguese.
Yeah, like he surfs in like QS and stuff, but he rips, man. If it's boosting time and stuff like that,
yeah,
should be pretty good.
And then also
Callahan.
Yeah, Callahan's gotten Callahan. They've given that man, he got the final in the last event.
Of course you give it to
him.
Yeah,
give him another fuck. It's a really good decision.
Performance wild card.
Yeah.
That was legit, man.
And he's taken that wild card, and so this event we're missing out on Mr. Wright.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we were saying before.
Yeah.
But he's already qualified, so that's probably what they've done.
Which is a good call, give Ryan a go.
He hasn't even shown everything he's got. He's got some legit boosts in his fucking arsenal as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
As for the matchups, let's have a squeeze. Any of these jumping out at you?
Oh, Owen Wright, Zeke, and Ryan Callahan.
That could be good.
It's going to be solid.
Yeah, I'm worried for Mr. Owen.
Jordy, Diego, and Keanu. Well, it's going to be pretty pretty solid as well. But, you know, I'm looking at Geordie or Jago to take that one. But if it's barreling, Keanu can do it as well.
And you got Julian, he's on up against Connor O'Leary. And Vasco, so who knows, that could be a good one.
Well, I'd be scared in that heat. Connor O'Leary can be
Connor O'Leary's
rips.
Good.
He's underachiever as well. He rips, man.
Mm. Mr. Pupo, there's Samuel Pupo's up against Gates. Yeah, and Paddy Gadowskis can surf too, man.
Absolutely. And then you got Wade against Ace Buchan and Miguel.
Yep. Not this one.
Connor Coffin, Griffin Colapinto, Jane Drew.
Yep.
And then you've got, there's not that much happening.
This one. Which is the heat I liked?
Kanoa Iragrashi, Adriano De Souza, and Matt Wilkerson. That's going to be a cracker. Because Matt Wilco needs some sort of fucking result. And he's been surfing good. And then you got Emrod, February, and Berez. But they'll pretty much, I'm looking at that being the Emrod and Perez show.
Yeah.
Michael February can fucking, he just hasn't been performing. And I don't think he's to the level of a lot of these guys on there.
Yep. I'm actually looking at some of these heats, and I think they actually changed them. Because I remember 2 days ago or a day ago, I was looking at Heat 9, and it had a couple of the young guns in there. And the heat, I'm looking at it now, it looks like it's changed. So I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe something with the wildcard guys or maybe because when I seen it the other day, I think they may have had Mikey in it.
Okay.
And so he's a red. Yeah. He's one of the top guys. So I think they've dumped him and that's changed the order and they put in Callahan.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the event. That should be pretty good. So let's have a quick look at the title race. So now where are we sitting? Look at the rankings.
We got Gabriel Medina, Felipe Toledo, and Julian Wilson show, really.
Yeah.
That's so it.
51,000 for Gabs and Toledo, and then 47 for Wilson.
Yeah.
Two events to go. And from now on, you drop your lowest score. We were talking about that before. Mm-hmm. Julian's got a 25th, which actually will work in his favour. Because he gets to drop the 25th, which isn't worth many points, and then he'll add whatever he gets in this event.
Depending if it's not the 25th.
Depending if it's not the 25th. But, yeah, it's those three guys. Oh, we were looking at that before. Like, you look at the top four guys.
Because he's in a worse situation than Gabriel, man. Because if he gets another 25th and Gabriel gets another 25th, Gabriel's going to knock that 25th out.
Yeah,
and have way higher.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the top four guys, everybody's got two wins.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, bloody awesome. So they're all doing that's good. Legit.
And then you got Geordie.
Geordie's at fifth.
Yeah, Owen's at sixth. Geordie went up one, Owen went down. Wade stayed where he was at seven.
But he's got, and he's only just on that seventh, so hopefully he can get some. Because he's just had 2 25ths.
Number 8, she's Mikey Wright.
Yep.
He's locked in. Connor Coffin just moved 5 places up to number 9.
He's been surfing pretty good anyway. He's good.
And Kolohe's gone down to at 10.
Yeah.
But he's been ripping as well. And look at this. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 Aussies in the top 10 now.
Yeah, we that's have pretty
more
good.
Aussies in the top 10 than,
are there any?
Than the Brazilians.
No, there's two Americans. Yeah,
it's the Aussie storm now.
Bloody Brazilians.
Apart from at the top.
So let's have a quick look at who coming into the end of the year, guys. You need to get to your top 22 to secure your spot.
Yeah.
And there's a few guys like. Let's say Colapinto, he's on 22,000. He should make it.
But depending on his next event.
Thingy. But Ace Buchan.
These guys all have to have really good events next event.
Yeah.
You know, and even some of these guys down
here. Yeah, who we got down here? Well,
down here towards like probably 25th, towards Parco on that.
Yep.
They've got a shot.
Yeah. But they got to win it.
Yeah.
Parco's going to retire, but you got guys like Paddy Gadowskis, he's in trouble. He's at 26. February's in trouble. 27. Wilco's
in 28. He needs some really good results because he's been surfing. I feel sorry for Wilco. He's been surfing that good, and he's fucking, you know, he's gone up six places now. Hopefully he does another couple of, you know, goes up a few more places in the next couple.
He needs.
He's
been surfing good. He just gets knocked in the second round, like, all the time.
He's really been surfing good, and it's kind of annoying for him.
You got John, but he'll get an injury one for next year.
Injury.
So he's in. Jesse Mendez.
Yeah, a shocking start to the start of the year.
Yeah, it's shocking. He did.
Shocking.
So Jesse Mendez was one of the big guns coming into the year. He's not looking like he's going to re-qualify, unfortunately.
He has to have two big events.
Yeah.
Two big events. All these guys down here have to have two big events.
So, Joanne Giroux.
Yeah, Slater's
Miguel Pubo's in big trouble. He's basically done too.
Yeah, look. Like, you know, these guys are in big trouble down here because it's fucking... Who's taken over? Ryan Callahan's taken over with one event.
Yeah. Asing, he'll be out.
Guys that have surfed the whole fucking year. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, let's call it then.
We're calling this a day.
So, that's pretty much it. Portugal starts tomorrow. And we'll put out another podcast in about 10 days when that's finished.
Yes, we will.
All right. See you guys.